7 and time now for the Dwell Sports Bite.
It's a Tuesday morning, and of course, it's time for the Dwell Sports Bite, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist. And after a long weekend here in beautiful KZN, we thought we would change it up with some differing sports results for you on this Tuesday morning. And we'll kick it off with the Cape Epic, which of course finished on Sunday. This grueling race known as the Tour de France of mountain biking finished on Sunday. The men's title going to the Scott-SRAM mountain bike racing team of Nino Schurter and Filippo Colombo. The South African men of Joubert and Nokia coming in third. A very solid performance. On the women's side, the Toyota Specialized won it with Annika and Sophia bringing home the victors. If you can't pronounce their surname, rather leave it out, as I always say. And of course, the South African women doing us extremely proud, coming in third. That's Hayley Breen and Bianca Hall. Well done to all participants of the Cape Epic. Simply finishing it is an achievement in itself. I once went mountain biking here on the North Coast and got lost for 2 to 3 days in the sugarcane out in Sugar Rush. Moving on to some schoolboy rugby, and of course, some big games this past weekend. Hilton gave Kersney a hiding, 53-10. Northwood again were victorious over Maritzburg College, 24-21. And in a big one, DHS took down the mighty Michaelhouse, 28-22. The Govies again celebrating over the weekend on schoolboy rugby. Keeping it with rugby, and the URC was hosted this weekend. Some big matches. The big one, the Bulls hosted Leinster in Pretoria. And thanks to an injury time penalty, the Bulls ran out 21-20 victors. And a great performance from the Bulls. Leinster's troubles on the road continue. The Sharks win a seesaw battle. But thanks to a man of the match performance and two tries from Captain Fantastic Sia Khaleesi, the Sharks ran out 35-34 victors in Durban. Stormers, they were too strong, winning 29-17 against the Scarlets. And on Friday night, the Lions lost 20-17 to Cardiff. But in all fairness, they were robbed with the try not given in the final minute. Unlucky Lions, you'll come back even stronger. And moving on to Sunday, and of course, Formula One action. The Chinese Grand Prix was hosted, and Oscar Piastri, after moving his way onto pole position on Saturday, backed up his pole position with a victory on Sunday in front of his teammate Lando Norris, giving McLaren a 1-2 finish ahead of Mercedes' George Russell. Max Verstappen battled his way back from 6th and 7th place respectively to finish 4th. But the big news for the weekend was both Ferrari cars of Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc being disqualified after the race for being overweight. That's the cars. I can tell you after a long weekend here in KZN, I might be DQ'd as well for slight overweight myself. And then of course the IPL has kicked off. The Chennai Super Kings defeated the Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets. It's always great watching that. And the Sunrisers Hyderabad beat the Rajasthan Royals by 44 runs after putting up a mammoth 286-46. And then lastly, some local news. Of course, it was the Water Polo Masters this weekend that was hosted down in East London. You know what they say, the best thing coming out of East London is the N2 to KZN. But 40 teams partook in this event, some of them ranging between 30 and 60 years old. A lot of lifeguards on duty, you can be sure, with age groups like that. And in the main event, it was the Marty's Old Boys versus the Sleeves, many of them who reside here in KZN, in the final. Over 40 ex-national players between them, and the Sleeves took the title with a 6-5 victory. And I tell you what, if you're on social media, go check out those results and you'll see the carnage thereafter. The winner again there, the headache tablets the next morning. But that's it for your Dwell Sports Bite on a Tuesday after a long weekend. And be sure to join us next week, proudly sponsored by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialist.